This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Well, Michael, your assessment is we've just lived through a week, if we make it through today, that may be more and different in ways than you've seen in many years, true?
I've been paying attention for three decades, close attention. I think it was arguably the most tumultuous week of American politics that I've ever witnessed. And what's interesting to me is that in one silo, it's a blank show. It's a guy who is arguing about crowd size. It's a guy who gave an inappropriate speech at the CIA. It's somebody whose activities were so bad that the Mexican president canceled on him. But to Poppy's trip to Kentucky, there's a different silo out there, and he's doing tremendous. He's delivering on absolutely everything he promised during the campaign. He's already undercut the Affordable Care Act. TPP is dead. NAFTA is on the ropes. The wall is getting built, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there are these competing views of what has just transpired.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. That's Michael Smirkanish. Says that this week was arguably the most tumultuous week of American politics ever. Really? Okay. Surprise, surprise. By the way, did I give out the number? 877-317-6432. I am fighting this head cold right now, so you'll have to bear with me because I'm going to fight through this show today. I'm doing my part to make talk radio great again. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. Think about this for a minute. Donald Trump, in just a week, has completely changed everything in politics. Really. He's doing exactly what he said he would do. I mean, that never happens. Right? Never. So in his first week at the White House, Donald Trump is doing almost exactly what he promised to do during his campaign. Because, you know, we were told that, he's going to pivot, adapt. Once he gets to be president, he's going to figure out he can't, do the things that he said he was going to do. And he can't do that. He can't do that wall. He can't do this. He can't do that. No, actually he can. Trump signed an executive order to begin building a wall on the Mexican border. He doubled down on his promise to renegotiate NAFTA and repeal Obamacare. This is all in the first week. He's also taken executive actions to temporarily suspend visas for people coming to the United States from, of course, those countries that want to kill us. And he hasn't stopped tweeting either. But, hey, I love it. Also, let's not forget, he also threw down the gauntlet about the massive voter fraud that, of course, the media is poo-pooing about. On Wednesday, he announced a major investigation into claims about voter fraud. Remember when Mr. Obama famously said that elections have consequences? And explaining to Republicans why he was moving forward with a nearly $1 trillion stimulus plan. And, of course, his signature health care bill, the Unaffordable Care Act. Now, Donald Trump is showing Washington and the world the truth of that statement. Yes, elections have consequences. Elections have consequences. Of course, during the campaign, President Trump's critics dismissed his ambitious agenda as rhetoric, and that he'd back away from it once he was in office, because that's what everybody does. Not Donald Trump. Not Donald Trump. Enough all talk, no action. We have to deliver. Trump told Republican lawmakers on Thursday, this is our chance to achieve great and lasting change for our beloved nation. Hours after taking the office last Friday, Trump returned to the White House to sign an order directing federal agents to ease the burden of Obamacare. Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, followed that with a memo telling federal agencies to stop issuing regulations. In the days since, Trump has thrilled social conservatives with an executive order blocking foreign aid for international organizations that provide abortions. Trump fulfilled one of his main campaign promises by pulling the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. He froze hiring for non-military federal employees and attempted to move two controversial pipeline projects forward by signing a pair of executive actions that would speed approvals for the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines. He also signed an executive order that expanded the definition of criminal immigrants who are considered priorities for deportation. The order also called for federal funds to be stripped from so-called sanctuary cities that do not help federal authorities enforce immigration law. This is all in the first week. Trump also visited the Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday to sign an order that directs federal agencies to begin constructing a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Think about it. Think about what he's doing. And everybody's freaking out. Democrats should have been sweating all this before November 8th. They should have known that he'd follow through on the things he said. Now, some things, of course, will require congressional action or need to go through the regulatory process. But if he can do it on his own, you can bet he'll do it. Because there are consequences. There are consequences. Elections have consequences. Right? I have never seen anything like this, frankly. I have never seen anything like this. Really. When have you ever seen a president that actually, or any politician, forget about president, any politician, doing exactly what he said he was going to do? When? When have you ever had that? And I'm going to say something that is going to sound sacrilegious here. If Trump pulls us out of the Paris Accords, he is, to me, the greatest president ever. Yeah, I said it. Better than Reagan. Okay? Yeah, I know it's crazy. But think about what he's done. Think about what he's accomplished. And he's not even really a conservative. He's not even a Republican. He will go down as the greatest Republican, the greatest conservative Republican president ever, and he's not even a conservative, and he's not even a Republican. I mean, it really is amazing. It's stunning. So, strap up, because this is going to be a wild ride, people. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming me?
Redeem a full of culture.
I got so much trouble on my mind.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Bam! Don't believe the hype. Give me a call, 877-317-6432. We're making talk radio great again. All right, the first big city mayor to blink is Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez. He's now ordered the jails in Miami-Dade to comply with the crackdown on sanctuary counties. I told you this was going to happen, right? This is the front page of the Miami Herald today. This, and, of course, the Miami Herald is a McClatchy paper, right? So I'm sure this is being repeated over and over again in all the McClatchy publications, Washington Post, blah, blah, blah. Okay? This is a front page. Fearing a loss of millions of dollars for defying immigration authorities, Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez on Thursday ordered county jails to comply with federal immigration detention requests, effectively gutting the county's position on a sanctuary for immigrants in the county illegally. Jimenez cited an executive order signed by Wednesday. I'm sorry, an executive order signed Wednesday by President Donald Trump. Every time I say that, President Donald Trump, it's like, really? I forget for a second. I'm like, oh my God, he's president. That threatened to cut federal grants for any counties or cities that didn't fully cooperate with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Since 2013, Miami-Dade has refused to indefinitely detain inmates who are in the county illegally and wanted by ICE. Now, let me just say something. And I knew this was going to happen because these mayors, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. These mayors, they get a lot of money from the federal government. And because a lot of cities and towns and states depend on federal funding to survive, literally, they're not going to give up this money. So, you know, you can say all you want. Like, oh, you're going to defy the federal government. But the reality is, you're harboring criminals. And all that just, I don't want people to understand something, what this means here. All it means is, when someone has committed a crime, understand something. You know, the media would have you believe that there's going to be people looking around to deport people, and they're just the ICE is just out there looking for people and in these sanctuary cities. No. Let me explain to you what it means, because I think people are not necessarily clear on what it means. What it means is that if I commit a crime and I'm arrested and I am taken to jail and I am booked in, they run a background check on me. They fingerprint me. If I come up on the database when they're processing me as being wanted by ICE, overstaying my visa, whatever my immigration status is, then all it means is that at that point that you're going to inform ICE, hey, we've got this guy here. We know you're looking for him. Here he is. That's all it means. So if you're not, so, you know, when you hear the left talk about, well, you know, these people, you know, they're law-abiding citizens. And the vast majority of illegals don't commit crimes. That's absolutely true. There's no question about that. However, we're not talking about those people. We're not talking about the vast majority of the people that don't commit crimes. We're talking about the people that do commit crimes. And if you commit a crime and you're in the system, okay, this is key here. You're in the system, you're getting processed, and if the system picks up your name as being wanted by ICE, hey, they're going to hold you and they're going to turn you over to ICE. That's just reasonable. It's not some crazy thing. Again, you know, we've been, it's for so long, we've been living in bizarro world. And now a grieving mother has called out the mayor of Boston, a woman by the name of Maureen Maloney. She says that any grandstanding mayor who actually harbors illegal immigrants should be prosecuted by the feds, said the grieving mother of a Milford, Massachusetts man who was killed by a motorist who faces deportation after his jail sentence is up. Maureen Mahoney, whose son Matthew Denise was dragged to his death by an illegal immigrant in 2011, said on Boston Herald's radio's morning meeting show yesterday that she was outraged to hear Mayor Martin J. Walsh offer up City Hall as a sanctuary for people facing deportation. You know, it's a felony to harbor illegal aliens, and I hope that President Trump or whoever goes after these mayors and lawmakers there are harboring illegal aliens in sanctuary cities, Mahoney said. The fact that our lawmakers just keep putting illegal aliens ahead of American citizens and immigrants that are here legally is just an atrocity. They should all be voted out of their positions. Absolutely. I mean, this is insane here. Again, this is part of this bizarro world that I've been living in for the last 8 years. I mean, really, don't you feel every day, don't you wake up every day and go, oh my God, what a relief. The national nightmares ever. It is as if we have woken up literally from this national nightmare. This eight-year-long slog of a nightmare. I mean, to think that a presidential administration, that the federal government would actually, their policy would actually be to harbor criminals, illegals. Because we're talking about criminals. We're not talking about, again, understand, we're not talking about the vast majority of illegals that go to work and mind their own business. And we're not talking about those people. We're talking about criminals. Criminals. Because the fact that you're being processed is because you're a criminal. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to have Katie Richter. She's coming on the show right now. She reached out to me on Facebook. She was at the inauguration. She had taken some pictures. She wanted to go get it framed. I'm going to let Katie tell you the story. Hey, Katie, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Hey there, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Good, how are you? I'm going to let you tell the story about what your experience was.
Sure, yeah. So I'm in Aspen, Colorado, which I'm finding out is a very liberal town. And after coming back from the inauguration this weekend, I went into suitable for framing and was talking with the owner about framing options. I was requesting her advice and how to best, you know, lay out the pictures. And basically in mid-sentence, she said, "I'm sorry, but I can't help you with your request." And I looked up kind of befuddled and I was like, "What?" And then I realized by the look on her face that it was because of my political affiliation. And I said, I go, "Is this because of my political affiliation?" And she said, "Yes." And the conversation quickly turned, and I started to gather my things and put them back in my bag. And I said, "You know, I respect your freedom of speech in this country, but I'm just glad that on election day, my vote canceled yours out." And I said, "The beauty of free market capitalism is you'll lose my business, but another shop will gain it. You know, your profits can suffer because of your convictions, but, you know, have a great day." And I walked out and I told her I was going to go to the Aspen Daily News to tell my story, and it didn't seem to bother her. So here I am.
Wow. I mean, it really is telling how the left has really reacted to the election of Donald Trump. I mean, look, I also went to the inauguration, and I the day of the inauguration, Katie, I actually walked from my hotel, staying in DuPont Circle. I walked down Connecticut Avenue. I got on the metro, took the metro down. I had my red Make America Great hat on, and I only had it on just because I wanted to like kind of mess with people, you know.
And I gotta tell you,
I got the dirtiest looks from people, and like, you could just tell, you know, the people that like. Mm-hmm. You know, they would smile, or they'd you know, give you a little thumbs up, or they would just completely ignore you and they'd give you a dirty look. But you know, once I got on the subway, it was, you know, awesome. It was like the Trump train. And then once I got down to the actual inauguration, you know, it was a sea of Trump supporters. But it's amazing how the reaction, because I think you had mentioned also, I think I read in your post, you had compared this to the bakers that refused to, bake a cake for the gay wedding or the pizza or whatever, yeah. whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, while there are some differences in our story, you know, the government got involved. They were sued. Colorado State sided with the gay couple. I'm in no way advocating legal action or government interference. No, I'm for small government, individual liberties, protecting our First Amendment. I want the government to stay out. I defend her in the sense that she can say whatever she wants and, you know, decide what business she wants to take. But I have every right to go to the media and let my story be told, too, because there's such a trend in the left rhetoric for demonizing double standards. And I'm sick and tired of it, and I'm not going to stand for it.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, Katie, because that's what, you know, that's what we have now, you know, the hypocrisy, really, of the yeah. left has just it's just in full force, and it's amazing. I mean, look, you see you know, the way these people treat any dissension whatsoever, and they just they're fascists. I mean, really, I mean, you know, they talk about Trump is going to destroy America, and yet they go out and destroy America.
Right. Yeah, all of their tutelage is about, you know, stronger together, women uniting, and tolerance and acceptance and respect for others. But that only holds true if it aligns with their deranged agenda and their double standard rhetoric.
Right. And I always say this, Katie, I say that the left loves diversity, but not diversity of thought.
It's true.
They love diversity if you agree with them, but the minute you don't agree with them, then you're called all kinds of names. You're racist. You're a homophobe. You're all these things, because that's what they do. That's all they have, just to insult people, and they don't want to engage in a dialogue whatsoever. This proved, you know, what we've been talking about for years. It's just, the great thing about Donald Trump has been, for us is the fact that he has exposed all this, whether it's the media bias, whether it's the establishment of both parties, and just the left in general.
Yeah. And I find it to be very anti-patriotic and, divisive, because he's no longer a candidate. President Trump won. He's the president now. And can you imagine if this would have been President Obama's inauguration? You know, she would have been labeled as a bigot or a racist for denying the framing of our first African-American president. The left media would have ran wild with that story if it would have been a conservative store owner.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I mean, imagine again if you saw, you know, signs like "Not my president," right? I mean, you would have been called immediately a racist for that. And you know, going back to your point about the inauguration, the great thing about the inauguration, I think that a lot of the people on the left miss this, is that regardless of how you feel or how you voted, that on January 20th we have a new president, and that's the beauty of our system, that you have this peaceful transfer of power, and And that's really what the inauguration's all about. And I kept saying, you know, while it was going on, you know, on Saturday, because I was in D.C. on Saturday, and I saw the you know, the quote-unquote woman's march, which was nothing except for
ridiculous.
A pro-abortion march. Right, exactly.
Exactly.
It was just a pro-abortion march. But I just, it struck me of how, you know, what are these people protesting? I mean, the time to protest was on Election Day. That's when you protest.
Yeah.
You go and vote.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guarantee you,
it was very disturbing
vote.
To see. As you would probably agree, the streets were trashed, signs everywhere, and not one sign was respectful. It was very anti-Trump, anti-America, anti-liberty. It was disgusting, and it was very embarrassing to see our country portray themselves in that manner. People riding on flags or disrespecting the Statue of Liberty in posters. Whenever I saw that, I turned the posters around and, you know, so children can see it or other people, because that's not how I want my country represented.
Well, I got to tell you, Katie, God bless you really for being out there and you know, going to the inauguration and really representing and bringing this story to light to me. I really appreciate it. As soon as it's funny, because I read your post yesterday, and then it just so happened that, you know, you reached out to me on Facebook. Is like, I got to get her on the show, man, because this is this is awesome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We need more conservative media outlets like yourself. So thanks again. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm just trying to make talk radio great again. Okay.
Right.
All right, Katie. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Katie Richter. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Back in the wind. That'll mean that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. You know, we've heard a lot about fake news, right? A lot about fake news and how the alt-right has been engaging in fake news. And really, all this time, it's really been mainstream media that's been engaging in fake news. In fact, one of the things I love about this moniker of fake news, okay, is that we've turned it around now. Excuse me. That's the best part about this whole fake news deal, is that it's been fake. Let's look at the, really, let's be honest here. Because I remember when Barack Obama won, he basically went after Fox News, called them fake. I think Anita Dunn at the time had said that Fox News is fake and they don't, you know, they wouldn't consider that a legitimate news organization. And Trump has done one better. Trump's basically said, you know what? All mainstream media is fake news, except for Fox News. Fox News. All right, I'm going to go with right now. I've got Tim Meyer on the line from Talk Media News. Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Edward. Do you remember back in the 80s, a pretty big thing with Ronald Reagan, you know, buy things from the USA?
I think
that's coming back. Made in America, buy in the USA. I think we're starting to see that slogan come back in the United States instead of, like, buy in Mexico, buy in China. And I think what's going on right now is, as you saw with the press conference and so forth, and now it's coming out that they are actually going to work out some type of their disagreement about a paying the wall and come to a compromise on it, or an agreement on what Mexico is going to do for the wall. And that's breaking now. So it's amazing, Edward, that things change very quickly. The press gets on his case for, you know, saying this for the last year and a half that he's going to make Mexico pay for it. And now all you're seeing right now in the reports is if, you know, they do the tariff, all these goods are going to go up and so forth. But you realize this is what all the other countries have been doing to the United States, you know, having a similar tariff but with our products, but we don't do it here.
Exactly. And that's, look, and that was a central theme of his campaign, when he talked about exactly that, he's one of the first people to really identify that and talk about how it wasn't fair. You know, I mean, he said, look, I believe in fair, in free trade, but I don't. But yeah, you know, it has to be fair.
Interesting. I'll tell you who this helps. Really, look, it's going to hurt the companies like Walmart. It's going to help the ma and pop small business shop. Those are the companies that, you know, I think small businesses, which is what drives America and it drives the economy. It drives growth and it drives innovation is small businesses. And that's what's going to help. I mean, people are, okay, so you have a company that builds an air conditioner or something from in Mexico. The price goes up. Consumer's going to say, heck, I'm going with American-made product that's here. And it's right. Going to send a message. It's going to send a message to these other companies. Look, we can't compete. They're going with this other product, you know. So I think that's an indication right now of where this country is going. And I think for small businesses, and that's why you're seeing the market go, you know, good things in the market right now. And I think that's what's going to drive the economy back is small business, job growth, and job creation. And I think that's the start of it, what we're going to see right now. It's amazing the first week. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And also, I think, too, I would add to that that economies are driven by psychology, too. Let's not forget that. It's all about the psychology of the consumer, I think. So that when the consumer feels, rightly or wrongly, that things are going to be good in the future, they go out and they spend. I mean, that's just, you know, it's the human psyche. And I think that what you're seeing now is that there is this this positivity that is, I think, all over. I mean, you talk to people like, look, I was in D.C. and I remember taking my Uber and the guy was black and I was talking to him about, you know, Trump. And he said, hey, look, you know, if the economy is going to do well, then, you know, I'm all for it. I love it, you know, because ultimately that's what they really care about is their livelihood. Right. And if they feel good,
they just care about jobs. It's all jobs. And, you know, look, Clinton people had it correct. It's the economy, stupid. Don't ever forget that. It's all right. About the economy.
Yeah, you know, I say that all the time, Tim. I say it all the time. I say it on the show all the time. It's the economy, stupid. I said it, you know, going into the election. And it's stunning how and what he has done in. I mean, we're talking about the first week here. It hasn't been a week here. We're talking. I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
It was interesting. Last night, I went to a Washington D.C. event that had to do with the press and how the press is. Can improve in its coverage of Donald Trump and so forth. And I raised the question, and there was the Washington Post, there was CNN, a lot of different media organizations that were on the panel. And I asked one question is, how do you get the faith back in the American public? The media is up there with politicians. They just don't trust. There's no trust in the reporting of the mainstream media. And I was asking individuals, what do you think you have to do to gain the trust back of the American public? Nobody could answer it. No one could give me an answer like, hey, and, you know, I said, you guys, they feel everything you write is pretty much biased. I said, would you object to, like, basically on your stories at the end say that, you know, you gave $20,000, you know, for the last 4 years to the Democratic causes or whatever, the Republican causes, and identify yourself on what side, and so people know. And maybe the public will then start to trust you. Yeah, well, he's, you know, on this side, and, well, he did interview both sides, so maybe he is balanced, and he's more transparent on who the individual is in giving you this news. I mean, Jim Lauer doesn't even vote, and he acknowledges he doesn't vote. So, you know, so he has no, you know, stake in any race. But maybe that's the route to go. I mean, wouldn't you love it if all of a sudden there was total transparency among the press?
Well, yeah, but that's never going to happen. Plus, Tim, I don't think they believe that they're biased. They really don't think they're biased. They, you know, and part of the problem is that they talk to each other. They go, they live in the same cities. They live in the same enclaves. They go to the same schools. Their kids go to the same schools. They vacation together. It's like, you know, it's one big echo chamber. And that's the, you know, that's the problem. You know that.
Well, I said to the on the bias coverage, I will say that there's a huge march in Washington, March for Life, I said, count the number of stories today that are about the March for Life and what the broadcasts are leading with compared to the march last week.
I mean, yeah, and I'm going to be curious to see what the final figures are in terms of who shows up for this march.
Well, you can see it right now. I mean, they're obviously, Trump had his press conference. That does deserve news and so forth. But, you're not seeing, it's just like when you're in Washington, Edward, the traffic's just jammed and there's thousands of people on the street.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious to see how it's covered, or whether or not it's the lead story, and I would be willing to bet it's not going to be the lead on any of the news stories tonight, any of the mainstream media channels. I guarantee it's not going to be the lead story.
Is that because Madonna's not out there saying we should blow up the White House?
Right, and that people aren't walking around with vaginas on their heads, okay?
Okay, so... it's interesting on that aspect, but I would just end with this. I talked to one of the questions. I said, how do you guys say you're not biased? Just look at the sweet story you pick every single day.
Well, they don't think they're biased, Tim. All right, listen, I got to run, but thanks for coming on the show. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. We'll speak soon, Tim. Thanks.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.